Hi, friends, and welcome to the As I See It Sober Moments with Karen podcast. Today I'm going to answer a question from a friend. The question was, why do I feel the need to take other people's inventories? The question was a bit longer, but I think really it's two questions. So, Sarah, I'm just going to answer the first part today. So I'm going to put the 2 minutes on the timer. What initially came to me is how I have changed in how I do that in the program throughout the years. You know, I remember when I first came in, how angry I was and how tainted my view was. I saw everything as very dark, people out to get me, the world was against me, everything was unfair. So because of that, I tended to see people as being mean or manipulative. I saw the badness in them. You know, there's a saying that if something's bothering you about somebody else, it's a mirror of something within you that is bothersome. And that was very true. You know, when you look out with a negative attitude, you see an awful lot of negativity. And, you know, for me, I do believe the old saying that misery loves company. So, of course, I was miserable in early sobriety. And so when I looked at you, it wasn't with kind, loving gaze that I looked at you. It was with hate and venom, especially if you were, what I thought, doing better than me, appeared to be doing better than me, felt better than me, or anything other than me. Some of it was jealousy. Some of it was to make myself feel better and more lofty. And I think that's possibly one of the difficulties with us in AA. Well, we do know the big book talks about it, is our ego is humongous, and it's what gets us into a lot of trouble. And when we sober up, if anything, it's not that the ego becomes bigger. It's just that I know for me, I became aware of it, not really understanding just how much it was prevalent in my life and what it really meant when out of control, how disastrous that was. And I think a lot of times when I take somebody's inventory, that is about an ego feeding thing. I feel superior. I'm not there. I'm beyond that. I mean, the longer you're in, sometimes it can be easier to be humble, but there are other times when it can be much more difficult, like, well, I'm not there anymore, and very judgmental. So what I do find is that there goes the 2 minute timer, is that since I've been in longer, my view about people is much more positive. I like people. I tend to, when I look at them, to see the goodness in them. And even when I'm not always presented with that goodness, I can still see it within them. And with that, it makes it a little bit easier to have empathy and sympathy for them. I've often said that I have a lot of tolerance for people's idiosyncrasies, and that comes a little bit from my counseling background, but you know, the fact of the matter is that you know, if I'm focusing on you and taking your inventory, I'm feeding my ego, and I'm B, not focusing on me. And sometimes that is the distraction that we're looking for, is to look at somebody else. You know, if I don't love myself, how can I love you? So, you know, when you're taking somebody's inventory, maybe the idea here is just to stop and say, you know, how am I not being loving? How am I not being loving in this situation? How am I not being loving with me? You know, because you can't kind of give away what you haven't got. So I think that's a really great lesson. Actually, it was for me today, even saying it, is to understand that when I'm taking your inventory, I'm not loving me at this time, and I'm not being loving at all. And today I choose to try and be that way. So, you know, stay focused on yourself and your own road. That's what they say in the program, and that'll be so much better. Anyway, I thank you, Sarah, for your question today. And if anybody else has questions for the 2 minute Tuesday, or what's soon to be coming the 5 minute Friday, it seems like, since I'm never within 2 minutes. And anyway, there you can make comments on the SoundCloud below in the section, or you can email me at sobermoments@yahoo.com. And I'm wishing everyone another 24 hours of contented sobriety. And thanks for listening.